This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An artist refused an award he had won in a prominent photography contest because he had submitted an AI-generated work, proving, he said, that the competition could not distinguish between art made by humans or by artificial intelligence. The contest's organizers, in turn, said they didn't know the extent to which the work utilized AI. The World Photography Organization's Sony World Photography Awards honored Boris Eldigson with its top prize for a piece titled The Electrician. The work appears like an old photograph showing two women, one crouching behind the other with the front woman's hand extended toward the viewer. Part of a series called Pseudomnesia, the work was made not with a camera or lenses or film, but by submitting language to an AI generator many times over. In the process, the work was altered using techniques known as in-painting, out-painting, and prompt whispering. Eldigson said, "Just as photography replaced painting in the reproduction of reality, AI will replace photography. Don't be afraid of the future. It will just be more obvious that our mind always created the world that makes it suffer." Initially, when the work was selected for competition in March, Eldigson said that he was happy that his image had made the cut. But Eldigson said the win also proved an important point. AI images and photography should not compete with each other in an award like this, he wrote. They are different entities. AI is not photography. Therefore, I will not accept the award. We, the photo world, need an open discussion about what we want to consider photography and what not. Is the umbrella of photography large enough to invite AI images to enter, or would this be a mistake? Eldigson, who had won in the creative category, urged the jury to give his prize money to a photography festival in Odessa, Ukraine, instead. On a beautiful summer day in Boston at a pro baseball game on August 7, 1982, it was the fourth inning and Red Sox second baseman Dave Stapleton rocketed a ball foul over the first base dugout at Fenway Park. Four-year-old Jonathan Keane, sitting two rows above the dugout alongside his father Tom and two-year-old brother, had no time to react. The ball struck the boy in the face and Jonathan was immediately in agony. The boy's father, Tom, initially thought the ball hit the dugout, then looked over and saw his son slouched over, covered in blood and screaming. Four-year-old Jonathan had a large gash on his forehead, and everyone frantically called for help. Jim Rice, a Red Sox left fielder in the dugout, realized in a flash that it would take EMTs too long to arrive and get through the crowd. He sprang from the dugout and up to the boy's seat and scooped up the boy, then ran to the dugout. Team physician Arthur Pappas called Children's Hospital while the Red Sox medical team worked on Jonathan. They rushed him to the hospital where, 30 minutes later, doctors said that without a doubt, Jim's prompt actions saved the boy's life. The boy underwent emergency surgery and was hospitalized for 5 days, making a full recovery. Jim Rice returned to the game in a blood-stained uniform. Interviewed by the Boston Globe, Rice downplayed his dramatic role, saying, "If it was your kid, what would you do?" he said. "The baby was crying and there was a lot of blood. I think he was more in shock than anything." Later, after visiting the boy in the hospital and realizing that the family was of modest means, Jim Rice instructed the hospital to send the medical bills to him. The boy, Jonathan Keane, has a scar over his left eye, but no major lasting side effects. He has no memory of the event, but he threw out the first pitch the next spring. The Red Sox, Rice, said, "I've hit home runs, I've driven in runs," Rice said, "but as far as something that stands out, it's probably the picture when I went up into the stands and took the kid out of the stands who was hit by the foul ball." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.